nobody knows exactly how the sound was made or why it stopped, because the statue's completely silent now. But one thing I think is clear.
The story of Memnon's statue is a great example of how images of the human body operate in the world. Not just as passive objects to be admired or wondered at, but as players, as part of an interactive two-way relationship. Singing might be a rarity, but images often do something. Even more, the story is a reminder that the history of art isn't just a history of artists, of the men and women who painted and sculpted. It's also the history of the men and women like Julia Balbilla who looked, who interpreted what they saw, and of the changing ways in which they did so. If we want to understand images of the body, I think we've really got to put those viewers back into the picture of art.